Sylvia.
Yes.
Give her a round of applause, please. Somebody said to me yesterday, I loved watching you watching Sylvia. See? They notice.
Oh, good.
Sylvia.
Yes.
Take your mind back to shortly after we were married. We were married in September the 12th, 1970. See, I checked it out before I came here. And you were dressed in white, and I was wearing flares and platforms. Somebody tell me they know what I mean. Yes. And shortly after our marriage, I had a Bible study at home with the youth group. You were with me in the Bible study. And a lad who'd been born in Paraguay and grown up in Paraguay stayed after the Bible study and asked to talk to me. You went off to bed. And when I came to bed later on that night, I said to you, do you know, I think, 1971 I think it was, I think God might be calling us to be missionaries in Paraguay. Do you remember that? Do you remember what you said? But I knew she was awake. And we had that conversation for 5 years. And I used to say, with great smile for the paparazzi, Danny, only the positive side of life is shown on Facebook. And I said, we're only going to do this if you know you're called. And that made her even angrier. Would you like to tell us what changed you? Because a few years after that, that was in 71, January 78, do you remember Eileen? It was 42 degrees and humid, do you remember? Yeah. What changed?
Well, I didn't really want to be a missionary. And I knew in my heart that Greg was scared to bring up the theme because I stonewalled him.
And believe me, she's very good at stonewalling.
Anyway, the years passed and we had two small children, one born in 73, one born in 75, and I thought this was all ammunition as not to go abroad. And then in 1976, I happened to catch Greg's face when he said something, and I thought, oh, he looks really sad. So I thought, I'd better do something about it. I'd put it off, kick the ball ahead, you know. And one day, I decided to ask God, because he kept saying, you know we won't go unless you feel called. And so one day, I actually got down on my knees, which was quite rare for me, and I said to God, please tell me today. I remember saying today, because I'm fed up with this. And then I thought, well, how's he going to answer me? And I think the year before, we'd started to read the Mac Chain Reading Bible Plan, which was at the back of your Bible, wasn't it? And it involved reading 4 chapters a day. It starts on January the 1st, and then goes through the Bible, the Old Testament once, and I think the Psalms and the New Testament twice. So I looked up June the 7th, and I had said, please show me today. So it was Deuteronomy 11, the first chapter, and it began about keeping the law and mentions the word today very quickly. And I carried on, and it's describing the time in the desert where the Israelites are wandering in the desert. And you know how long for, don't you? 40 years. And I remember thinking, I think today appears at least 6-7 times in the chapter. And I remember thinking, ooh, Greg's got about 40 years more working life. He was about 26 at the time. So that really struck home, because not only had it got today mentioned, but it talked about described the time when the Israelites were walking in the desert. And then the second reading was Psalm 95, otherwise known as the Venite. And it talks about how wonderful God is and he created the world, and we're like sheep. We're the sheep of his pasture. And then near the end it says, if today you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts as they did in Meribah when I caused them to wander in the desert for 40 years. So I thought, oh, I did ask. And then that day there were two psalms. So I read Psalm 96, which begins about proclaiming to all the earth. I didn't really need to read Isaiah 38 and whatever it was. I can't remember the last one. But I could tell you a good story about Isaiah 38, but I won't now. But it's about Hezekiah. And so God answered my prayer, and I knew that I had to say to Greg, which was cost me because I'm very stubborn. And I actually, did I tell you straight away? No, probably not. But,
she let me suffer a bit more.
And so that's how God spoke to me, through the word. Now, how would have I known had I not read those words? I might have justified myself by saying, no, I don't want to go. I've got two small children, you know. Why do I want to go to a hot climate? But it was very necessary that I was called, because as Greg indicated to his dear deputy head, who was his dear deputy head for 12 years, the day we finally arrived in Paraguay, the 30th of January 1978, as we got off the plane, I thought the engines were causing this oven-like atmosphere, but as we walked to the little, whatever you call it,
it was a hut. It was a very small airport.
It wasn't much bigger than a hut, the airport. I realised that it was 42 degrees and it was 7 in the evening. And I remember thinking, how do people live here? So had I not been called, well, I think I might have mentioned it in the night, you know, I can't live here. But not nastily, it was just I was stating a fact.
What you actually said, darling, was, I can't live in this climate. I'm flying back to England tomorrow.
Yeah. Anyway, the next day it rained and it went down to 36.
What are we saying? Sorry. We're saying that real obedience is about love. It's not gritting your teeth and saying, well, I'm going to have to do this. It's because you love so much that you know you've got no option. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the clarity of your word and your word lived out in experience. And we thank you that the law to which we've died hasn't died. We still are called to live under you and under your love. Help us to live obediently, Lord, and help us to do it as Jesus taught us, because we love you. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Thank you for that revelation. And we pray now for everyone here, Lord, that you will enable us, first of all, to be very sure that we're in Christ. Pray for those who are still wondering, that they might just know that there's no other option. And that they might know your forgiveness and come into the new life that you promised us. And we pray for each one of us, Lord, that we might today, make that choice that we're not going to stay in the desert. We're going to go into the promised land where Jesus is king and where it's a kingdom of love and obedience. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, darling. And let me say, it's now 40 years. Our three children are all married there. We have an Argentine son-in-law who's a pastor, a Bolivian son-in-law who's a pastor, and our son Tim finally succumbed at 44 years of age and married a lovely Paraguayan girl last September. And so that rather defines your life. And not once, apart from that first night when it was rather hot and humid, has Sylvia ever moaned or groaned or done anything other than be delightfully getting on with it. So thank you, Sylvia, very much. Thank you.